Big news today from the Centers for Disease Control. Fully vaccinated Americans getting the green light to travel domestically once again, though it's still not recommended. The director of the CDC says with rising cases, it's not a good time to take a trip, but millions of Americans have not heeded that warning. Air travel has been picking up. The number of travelers is still down from pre-pandemic days, but airports nationally have seen more than a million people every day in recent weeks. It is welcome news for the nearly 58 million Americans who are fully vaccinated, and it's a huge shift. And the agency's guidance says many people are seeing this as a major turning point more than a year into the pandemic. News Nation's Tom Negevin is live at JFK Airport with a closer look at the new guidance and what it means for all of us. Tom.
Right, and we're seeing a lot of travelers passing through here, COVID-weary Americans, many of them seeing this and some of the best news they've heard in a very long time, but of course it also comes with a warning.
After holding off for weeks on revising guidance that discouraged all non-essential trips, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says fully vaccinated people can safely travel at low risk.
Fully vaccinated people do not need to get a COVID-19 test before they leave the United States unless it is required by their international destination.
And domestic travelers don't need to test or quarantine at all, providing they're vaccinated and follow the rules, wearing a mask, avoiding crowds, and washing hands. In other words, just the opposite of what thousands did during spring break in places like Miami. Travel in March was up more than at any other time during the pandemic. That worried the experts, and travel experts say the rest of us took notice too.
When we surveyed Americans, a majority of them said they want to travel, but travel safely.
The CDC still advises unvaccinated people to avoid unnecessary travel, but if they do travel, they should get tested 1 to 3 days before the trip and 3 to 5 days after.
We have the power to end this pandemic. We can do this. But it will take all of us working together.
It's news that should be a big shot in the arm for a travel industry reeling from the effects of the pandemic. It specifically allows vaccinated grandparents to get on planes to see grandchildren. Still, it comes with a reminder that even as millions of Americans are vaccinated daily, COVID cases continue to rise.
We know that right now we have a surging number of cases. I would advocate against general travel over all.
And that does sound like a mixed message, right? But the bottom line is only about 20% of us are fully vaccinated, which is what the CDC requires. In short, the agency says we still have a long way to go. Live at JFK, Tom Negevin, News Nation.